Kentucky, there's supposed to be a lot of these.
Oh, colonel.
Okay. Yeah. And the man who presides over a trial is a...
judge.
And a person who goes to school is a...
student.
All right. And a woman who takes dictation in an office is a...
stenographer.
Yeah, that's right. Or a...
secretary.
All right. And a woman on the stage is a...
actress.
All right. And your nationality, you're not a German, you're a...
American.
All right. And a person of your race is a, you say, is a Caucasian.
Caucasian, yes.
Or white. Now, what about a person of another race that's very common?
Well, Negroes, black.
All right.
Black race.
All right. How about...
Chinese or brown race.
All right. Yeah. Now, what other terms besides nigger do you have for... the
colored people. We have Negro. Now, most of us say Negro here.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to say Negro.
Uh-huh.
We know that. And then colored people, they like that the best too.
Okay. What derogatory terms are fairly common? Unpleasant terms or other than...
Well, just nigger.
Okay. How about names for whites who are...
poor white trash.
Okay. Any terms that Negroes use for whites that you're familiar with?
Well, as far as I know, they use that too, poor white trash.
Okay. How about peckerwood or cracker? Either of those common?
Well, of course, Georgia cracker, you know. We're all supposed to be Georgia cracker.
Yeah.
But then that...
that doesn't
help out any, I don't know.
How about for a name for a person who lives in the country?
Farmer.
All right. How about if it's not... you talk about the time. The time of day.
Yeah.
And it's not quite midnight, but it's...
11:45.
Yeah, it's getting close to it. You'd say it's what midnight?
11:45.
Uh-huh. That's right, but not necessarily giving a time.
It's getting late.
Yeah, it's all...
Well, I'd say, well, it's getting late, I have to go home.
It's not quite time for you to leave, though. You'd say it's all...
it's almost time to go home.
Yeah. And you slipped on the ice, but you didn't quite fall down. You say, I...
well, I just say I slipped on the ice.
And I...
you know, if I didn't fall down, that's all, I just slipped on.
Would you ever use, would you say, I almost fell down, or I liked to have fallen down, or I liked to have fell down?
Well, I wouldn't. I just say I slipped on the ice, and then, of course, Then if I say I slipped down, that means I went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, like to fell or something like that isn't common in your speech. Huh?
Well, not in mine. Don't believe.
All right. If you want to know if someone's kind of rushing you, and you say, I'll be with you now, just... I'll be right with you, just...
be with you in a minute.
Okay. And so you might say to them, just...
just a minute.
Okay. And if someone... you want to know the distance from here to Gainesville, you might ask someone how...
how far is it from here to Gainesville?
Okay. And if you, under what circumstances would you use the expression, look here?
Well, I'd use it, but I don't know. I know I use it, but I wouldn't know just what terms I'd... let me see.
Would it be a direction or a reprimand? I mean, if you were, would you say that to a child as being bad, now look here now?
Yeah, it could be used that way, and I don't think I'd use it that way, though. I think I'd say, look here, don't you see this big piece of gold?
Yeah, sure, that's right. That'd be a direction, yeah. And if you want to know the number of times a person went to Atlanta, you might say to someone, what do you go to Atlanta? How
many times do you go to Atlanta each week?
Yeah, okay, would you ever use how often?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'd use how many, I wouldn't.